Good morning and welcome to this episode of the Other Helmet Podcast. I get to talk to various people around the world, semi-pro, and I'll be honest, one of my favorites is Chargers defensive end, Georgia Chargers, sorry, Atlanta Chargers founder, Georgia Thrashers defensive end, William Howard. Good morning, Will. How are you, man?
Good morning, my brother. Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. How about you?
I'm not bad. Now, you're in Orlando for what?
Eight-man flag tournament.
Now, for those who don't know, Will is captain of perhaps, not even perhaps, the best flag team walking America right now. How many championships have y'all won, and how many think y'all win this year?
We have two national championships. We just moved up to A division. We got one in Virginia. I think a good four or five. But this year, I don't know. Ted, to be honest with you, we're gonna see how the competition is. I don't want to sit here and to be so cocky. So we're gonna just see how the competition is, because I know we still got a lot we need to work on, and we don't moved up, so. These guys been playing the game for a little minute, 10 plus, so trying to see what the competition like.
Now, in semi-pro, you're a defensive end. In flag, you play more of a rover, right?
I play DN at in flag as well. So
What are the differences between the two?
you said what's the differences?
Yeah, like how do you mentally prepare for both?
I mean, it's really. Only difference is one have pads, one without pads, because you still have to walk into the game with the same mindset and playing football. You know, because we don't have on pads and flags, you know, it's still contact, still physical. You can block, you know, so you don't want to sit here and begin throw to the sideline if you don't know what you're doing. So I mean, I do the same routine how I get ready for with the thrust, you know. Get my little favorite music going, you know, look at film on whoever I'm finna face, and I go from there.
Now, stepping on the field in flag, can you look across before the game starts and know you're either about to be in for a competitive game or you're about to wipe the floor with somebody?
When we walk out there on the field, you can just tell. You can look at another team, or you can see when a person run a lap around you, and you look at a person in their face to see, okay, they ready or nah, they're not gonna stand a chance with us. So it's definitely like that in flag.
Now, focus on the Thrashers for a sec. You guys didn't have the greatest end to the season the way you wanted. What was that post game like when you had to make that trip back to Georgia and you thinking about that game?
The last game when we played the Blackhawks in Alabama, when we had to play in the rain. I mean, looking back when we took the truck back to Atlanta, we just like, man, we don't want this feeling again. We don't want to sit here and man, what woulda, coulda, shoulda, because I know a lot of people were saying because it was a national weather alert and all this, but at the end of the day, the Blackhawks had to play in the same condition we had to play in. So, I mean, we just had to take the farther trip, but at the end of the day, they still had to line up and play. So, in my eye, that wasn't an excuse. I didn't think that we just went, we didn't come out there, and we really wasn't. I didn't think we just didn't give our all that game. So, I think there are a lot of folks that felt like we left a lot on the field. So, this season right here, we just want to capitalize. Well, I ain't gonna say too much capitalize. I think we just want to make sure that we don't make the same mistake that we made last year.
Now, when it comes to last year was your first year in APDFL, what did you notice about the quality of the offensive tackles?
I mean, it's a good players in this league, and a lot of them that I have a lot of respect for. Especially the ones that play for the Blackhawks. I got good respect for the ones that play for the Cobras as well. That I'm real cool with. I mean, a lot of these players that I look at, I'm surprised some of them didn't play. If they did, you know, I don't know. But a lot of them seem like a lot of them should be have played at a high at a high level coming out of high school. Hopefully, you know, and college. So it's good little tackles in this league. Not gonna sit here and lie.
Now, one of the adjustments playing in a sound defense is that you have to rotate. And now the Thrashers have an even deeper rotational schedule along defensive line. Does that help you to be able to get those extra reps, or do you want to play every down all the time?
Well, I'm a team player. So, I mean, I'm cool with, you know, whatever rotation that our defensive coordinator have. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to get to that. We're trying to get a ship. You know, personal stats and all that stuff be good, but at the end of the day, it's no iron team. So, you know, it do help out when you have a good rotation, because you might have we might be going against a tackle, and the first screen giving him the business, and then boom, here come a rotation, and they come in the same speed as the first screen. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, the deeper your rotation, and you got somebody behind you that's a dog, the better. That's how I look at it.
Were you surprised about the success you had this year, last year, with the sacks?
Yeah.
And being able to get home?
Yeah, I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I was surprised, but I mean, working out with Bear, working with the guys with the Thrashers, working out with KC. You know, I ain't gonna sit here and lie, cause he's a workaholic. I mean, it just paid off, but I was surprised. But you know, that was my first season.
What are your goals for this season outside of winning a championship?
Oh, shoot, man, I'm trying to beat my. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I would be lying if I said I wasn't trying to beat my record from last year. But I'm definitely trying to go. I'm definitely trying to beat my record from last year with sacks. Outside of the sack record, I'm trying to lead in tackle. But we have Jack, so that'd be pretty hard. Our whole defense be running to the ball, so that'd be pretty hard. So you lead and tack, hell, it's hard with sacks because our whole D line are dogs. So.
What does it mean to be the best semi-pro team in Georgia, hands down? And do you think there's anyone close?
I think that – man, you try to put me on the spotlight with that right now. Because if I know – we just have – I'm just going to say it like this. I mean, we have high expectation of us. So, you know, we just want to make sure that we go out there and we just make sure that we give everybody what they want to see, because we do have a great team. I'm not going to see that a lot. As far as – and we have a pretty good team with everybody. We have the Tigers. We have the team I just looked at last week. I like them. They called the Colts. I know Ty with the Wolverines. So, I mean – it's a pretty good team, so I just don't want to just single out one group. It's a pretty good look. Everybody have their own unique style, so it's a good look talent in Georgia. Cobras, yeah. I don't even got that because they in Georgia. Columbus Storms, I don't know.
Or what makes the Thrashers special as a team that you might not see on another team?
I mean, this team, I can't say that it comes. We have good chemistry with each other, because a lot of our semi-pros, all our players, really, we play flag together. Even if we're not on the same team, you know, we still see each other 24/7. Like KT, he have his own team, and he's in A. We on the same side of the bracket, so he on his way down to Orlando right now. So we gonna link up with them, and you know, we just be trying to just keep a good little brotherhood. So I don't know if other teams had that, but I can tell you that helped us out on and off. We have a good relationship off the field, so it helped on the field.
Now, when we come back from break, I want to talk about the Chargers. And, you know, your Bulldogs apparently went on and did some big things this week. So that's when we come back. You're listening to the Undenied Podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with On My Podcast, Terrence Biggs. Well, if the charges, you have developed a program that is gaining not just local attention, but state and regional and hopefully soon national attention. When you set out to start the Chargers, what were your goals in mind?
My goals was to help, you know, single women, you know, even not even single women, single parents, you know, to try to help them just to keep their kids off the street. So that was my biggest goal, just to make sure that these kids have somewhere to play, you know, just keep them out of trouble. That's the main reason why I had wanted to come up with my own youth organization, because there's a lot going on out here, and I feel like if kids at practice or they doing something on the weekend, get them out of town. As long as they're not in the city, I know that they stand out of trouble if they with us.
Now, explain to people who have never been to Atlanta what the culture like is of that city of growing up and trying to stay out of trouble.
I mean, living in Atlanta, I mean, it's just, and to me, I had great parents. I'm not going to say a lie. I ain't going to say, like, I wasn't no troublemaker growing up. But, I mean, it just all depends on, you know, it's really hard for me to explain, because, I mean, you have the west side of Atlanta, you have the east side of Atlanta, they're just the south side of Atlanta. It just all depends on, you know, what you see. Hold on, Tim, you might have to cut out.
Now, you have a little boy, you have a son, you have a little one. What do you hope that he gets from the Charger experience?
Oh, shoot, Terry. I just want him to make sure that he pick up on the game and he developed the right way going into middle school, you know, because soon he's going to be in middle school. He's going to be in the fifth grade next year. So I just want to make sure he developed right. He see that, you know, he been a camaraderie with his teammates. You know, it doesn't matter if you on a great team, you know, whatever you that you play, whoever you play with or you play at, you know, you can make your own name. No matter if the team goes 10-0 or 0-10, that, you know, you can still make a name for yourself. You got to make sure that you keep working hard. Because we are new. So, you know, we got some great players, but it's pretty tough when you have teams that been around a second. Like, we have a team in our state, and we got to keep moving up with them. They call Lambo, and they coaches and everybody, they great. I ain't going to sit here and lie. Like, they got a good organization. So, you know, no kids been playing together since they were five. So, right now, they going unbeaten. So, you know how it is, Terry, when you see a kid see that, like, damn, man, you know, I want to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, how can we beat these kids? You know, I just can't keep telling that y'all keep working hard and just keep doing what you're doing.
Now, one of the things that as a parent you look in your son or daughter, you can see little parts of yourself in them. Is there any part of your son's game that you watch, like, you know what? I do the exact same thing.
I'm going to be real honest with you right here, Ted. At my son's age right now, and I have folks that can really just confirm this, my son is real, is better than me at his age than when I was 9, and shoot, he making me try to step my game up now. Like, the little boy, his IQ, he got good IQ, he's very aggressive, he's not shying away from no contact, and that's not, it just come from me saying, because that's my son, you know, but if I pull up film and show you film, you can see as well. Like, he had me beat. I think I'm trying to catch it. I'm trying to match his attention this year.
Who's the best athlete on the Thrashers? The one guy who's like would be good at any sport.
I have to say this kid. His name is Messiah. I think he's very versatile. I think if he go to baseball, he'll be good. He play basketball, he'll be good. So I'm like, here's him.
Now, here's a question. You got Cam and you got Bear. $50 on the line, a basketball game, a one-on-one. Who wins it and why?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Cam.
I don't know. Bear lost a lot of weight, though, and he's probably quick now.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to go with Cam. And I know Bear going to cut me out. If you see me sitting on the sideline, it's because I had chose Cam. But I think Cam, I think my dog will get Bear. I think my dog will get him.
Okay.
What the game going to now? What the game 10, going to?
11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to 11 now. We're going to 5, I get to Cam. Now, that you say we're going to 11, I had to go with Bear. Because Bear got that endurance going on. My boy Stan working out. He fit now. Yeah, I'm had to go with Bear. Going to 11. But you're going to 5, I'm getting to Cam.
Let me put it this way. $100 on the line. You, Debo, a one-on-one. Basketball up to 9. Who wins?
Oh, I'm going to bless Debo. I know I'm going to get him big. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
How many points did he score you?
How many score did I'm going to get Debo 4 points. And the reason why I'm getting on them 4 points, it's going to be 9-4. It's going to be 9-4. And since you said that, Terry, he's going to call me out on the game after this, so I'm going to go ahead and set this game up.
All right. Here's a question. What defensive lineman on the Thrashers would make the best running back?
Let me see. Make the best running back. Now, all right, tell me the down to this.
In the red zone, 1st and 10 at the 15-yard line.
Ooh. I'm getting it to my boy Future.
I agree.
I'm getting it to him. I'm getting it to him. Just get him the ball. I'm getting it to Future.
See, I would make it tough for Future. I would throw that little – like that little pitch to the outside, and I dare somebody to tackle him.
Yeah, cause hey, he gonna run, and I think that he gonna run somebody over as well. So I'm gonna get to Future. I'm gonna get to Big 11.
I've been trying to get, you know, hopefully getting Cam to let Future. If you guys are up big in the game, you let Future. If you're in the red zone, let him get some. Wildcat quarterback action.
You want to put Future at Wildcat? I don't know that about
Wildcat
that.
Wildcat in a blowout. Like if y'all up by a whole lot and you're in the red zone.
Okay. Okay.
I have one.
I got to see it because I don't think my boy gonna take off run. I think he's just gonna hand the ball off. He gonna take out one time. Then he gonna come out for a little water break.
Who's the toughest person on the team? The one guy on your team who's about that life?
Meaning, you know what I'm saying, in between the lines, they're just going to keep going. Every time, I don't care if he can be cut up. He's going to keep going. I think, I got to say Jack. I'm going with Jack.
I agree. Like, to a person, that Jack is the one answer. Now,
yep.
You're a Bulldogs.
Okay.
They went on and they beat Alabama soundly. I don't think I've seen an Alabama team get beat like that in a very long time. What was the mood like when y'all won? And what's the mood in Atlanta right now?
Oh, in Atlanta right now, I'm going to say this. The mood in Atlanta, everybody excited, but everybody, it's real live and active right now. It's real live and active right now. I know when Georgia won, I was at work. And I work for Delta, so I was at work. Everybody that was on the ramp or everybody that was Bulldog fan, you can hear them just outside just screaming. I'm not going to sit here and lie. It was live at the airport. But I know that it is. I know they got – it's a lot of parties going on this weekend.
Now, the Braves have won the World Series. The Bulldogs have won the national championship. Are we holding out hope the Hawks do something, or the Hawks, no?
The Hawks gonna be next. I don't know when, but I think the Hawks gonna be next. I just don't know when. And don't ask me about the Falcons, because I know that was your next question probably gonna be wrong. I don't know what's gonna go wrong with my birds, but it's not gonna be no time soon. And it's me being honest with you. I'm be real honest with you right now. I feel like Matt Ryan window when the Super Bowl hit. I think that when his window got closed right then. I don't really think that we're going to see when Matt Ryan's to that quarterback. I just don't see us going to the Super Bowl. I think that was his window of opportunity right there.
Do you think that he ever recovered from it?
No, I don't think so. And to be honest, I'm not a Matt Ryan fan, but Matt is he does his job. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He does his job. He's not going to take off. He's not gonna go the extra mile. He's gonna do his job. So he's gonna go on. I think he's gonna be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Now, what is your one meal like? Now that you kind of, you got nationals, and after nationals, you probably a little break and try to get back into the flow of semi-pro. What's your one meal that you look forward to after like a hard practice?
I like salmon. That shrimp and salmon.
Grilled?
Grilled shrimp and salmon. But I've been
Rice?
starting to now, yeah, rice with it, rice, white rice. But I'm going to be honest with you, Terry. Lately, I've been having a lot of seafood broths lately. And I like the little spicy potatoes that you put in the little seafood broth when you put it in the pot with the crab legs and everything. I'm starting like I could have that every, if I was able and I had the funds, I would have that every day.
Guess how much a pound of lobster is here?
You said what now?
I live in Wisconsin. Guess how much 1 pound of a lobster is here?
How much is it? Please,
$67.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. It was blessing that I was able, and I'm a realist. If it wasn't for EBT, I probably wouldn't have a seafood bar.
It's $67 here for a pound. And
If
I'm
I ever
like,
come that way, I get it for you, Ted. As long as they accept my EBT card, I got it.
but now, how can people get in contact with you as far as being able to sponsor or donate to the Atlanta Chargers?
You can contact me on Facebook. It's my full name, William Howard. If you want to contact me on Instagram, it is humble_trill. And another thing, and it's before I go there, I just want to let everybody know that, the intensity going to be high with the Thrasher this year, because, of course, everybody knew what happened to our brother Sammy. So a lot of this season right here, and I know for myself that I'm playing for him, because I know for a fact when he come back, if you know what I'm saying, he was able, he would play this season, but I know that we're going to give our all for him, because, I mean, hey, we almost lost him, so I know that's who I'll be working hard for. I'm not going to be there last. And that's even down here. His presence be everything. So when he not there, I feel like we have to step it up with just another night and just keep doing it forever. Hey, man.
What time is your game tomorrow?
10 o'clock. We play at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, best of luck to you, Will. Best of luck to your both teams. Best of luck to actually all three teams, you and your family. Thank you so much for joining us on Under the Helmet.
Thank you, Terry.
My man, this has been another episode of the Under the Helmet Podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.